So first of all, because it is Christmas, we do have some gifts for you as you leave Mass today. Thanks to the generosity of a donor from the parish, there's a gift of a book called The Search. It's a phenomenal book. If you don't read it, it's because you do not want a relationship with God. It's a wonderful, wonderful book, and I hope you will take that as you leave. It's for visitors and for parishioners, everyone. We do have some Spanish copies in the narthex, but you'll see the copies at the doors as you leave. Also, calendars are available as usual as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. On a certain TV channel website, which will remain unnamed, it just happens to have a lot of history-oriented programs. It tells the reader that this is the reason you and I are gathered here. I quote, "Christians celebrate Christmas Day as the anniversary of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, a spiritual leader whose teachings form the basis of their religion." Now, if I were a benevolent high school teacher or college professor grading their research, I'd like to say that I could give them at least partial credit. It is Jesus' birthday. I got that part right. But with something so important as the basis for an entire religion's core belief, it's just 1.2 billion Catholics alone, not to mention the other Christians, I have to give the whole statement a failing grade. Yes, they're right. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. But no, he is not merely some spiritual leader whose teachings form the basis of our religion, as if there were other things that would be added to it. Now, if this is what is out there, perhaps it falls to us. The problem might lie with our witness. But Jesus is himself the basis of our religion, not some teachings and things like that. He is our religion. Jesus Christ is God. And this is the whole point of what we are doing right now. The eternal, invisible God is made visible in time. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Remember, the Bible is not the record of our search for God, but God's search for us. It's a rescue mission. This is not simply some belief that you and I hold, something to warm our troubled hearts, right? It is the fulfillment of revelation. Something has been revealed, an historical reality. God has actually revealed it as truth to his people in time. The prophets were sent to announce and prepare the way, and Jesus comes and fulfills all the oracles of the prophets. Jesus truly took on our human nature with all of its weaknesses and limitations. In him, God has truly become visible. We can touch him. Mary and Joseph and the apostles, they all did. We can hear him. The disciples, the crowds, they all heard him. We can see the human face of God. A pope once asked, "What did Jesus actually bring? We still have wars. We still get sick. People still suffer. We still die. What then did Jesus bring?" His answer, Jesus brings us God. It is that simple. He doesn't just bring us some wished for extension of life where we're more comfortable and suffer less and there are no annoying drivers, right? That's not what we are looking for in life, at least we hope not. This is what we celebrate at Christmas. Jesus brings us God. In the words of St. Paul, his letter to the Colossians, quote, "For in Christ, all the fullness of the divinity dwells in bodily form." We sometimes think that God is distant and mysterious, hiding himself somewhere out there. And so we expect that we can only really find him in some extraordinary circumstances or by using some esoteric, mysterious techniques. But the true God is not like that. Certainly, he is extraordinary and mysterious and more wonderful than you and I can possibly imagine. But he wants to meet us right where we are. Think about this. The shepherds were simply fulfilling their normal, rather unglamorous duties when they received God's message. Joseph and Mary welcomed the Son of God in a poor stable cave while they were waiting to register for a census. The great lessons of the incarnation, the great lesson of the incarnation is precisely that God, our awesome God, wants to meet us and befriend us where we are in time, at your daily life, in your daily struggles, not to sort of eliminate all the annoyances we have, like some magical Santa. We don't do that. With Christ, the everyday circumstances of the human condition can become grace-filled occasions of salvation. St. Teresa of Avila used to say that she found the Lord best among the pots and pans. And with a simple, humble, childlike faith, you and I can do the same. Today, Jesus will come again, of course, in the Eucharist. Just as he came into the world on that first Christmas, quietly, gently, helplessly, entrusting himself to Mary's care, so he comes to us in Holy Communion, quietly, gently, helplessly entrusting himself to our care. What humility God shows us. Amazing humility. He makes himself weak so as to become our strength. He humbles himself again and again under the appearance of a little bread, which becomes his true whole self, and our bodies become his manger, resting place. He entrusts each of us and nourishes us as disciples with the task of bringing him more and more into the world, not because we're so great, but because he is so great. He is glad that we are here today. He's glad that we're here, whether in person or virtually, for those of you at home. And he is hoping to receive a present from each one of us. It's not one that's under your tree. You don't have enough money to buy it. The only present he really wants is you. Your whole self in exchange for his. He desires above all a renewed commitment to spread his good news of salvation to everyone around us, a commitment that we fulfill in our everyday activities through our way of life, our words, and our works. Come and see, the adult Jesus would say about 30 years after his birth to two future disciples, two people who came to him seeking something more in life, seeking truth. And he offers the same invitation to any seekers today. Come and see. We pray to the Lord that despite our shortcomings, you and I might form the church, that living body, increasingly recognizable as his dwelling place here. Ask him tonight to open your eyes ever wider as you and I make our way to his stable, so that we can say ever more clearly and ever more convincingly, we have found him for whom the whole world is waiting, Jesus Christ, the true Son of God and true man. Come and see. And from the bottom of my heart, I wish you a very blessed Christmas, a very healthy and happy New Year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.